And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 11th of August. The general synopsis at 1800. High German Bight 1029, expected Poland 1024 by 1800 Monday. Low Southeast Iceland 1005, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Zira, south at Zira. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later, then becoming variable 3 later in Viking. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s Cromarty 4th, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Tyne Dogger, southwest, backing southeast later 3 to 5. Showers, moderate or good. Fisher German Bight, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 later in German Bight. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Humber Thames, southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3, then east 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Dover White, Portland Plymouth, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, then thundery showers, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, easterly 4 to 6 in far southeast, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Sole, southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, moderate or good. Lundy Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5. Fair, then thundery showers, fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southeast 2 to 4, drizzle, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Rockall, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 for a time at first in north. Rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Malin, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 later in southwest. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Hebrides Bailey, west or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5, backing south later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, becoming southerly later 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 3, 8 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 4, 16 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 4, recent rain, 19 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 3, slight rain, 12 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by south 2, 1021, steady. Lucas, west-southwest 2, slight rain, 8 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Boomer, south by west 2, slight rain, 8 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Bridlington, north 1, 1024, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 4, 11 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 2, 5 miles, 1025. Jersey, east-northeast 4, 15 miles, 1024, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1025. Silly Automatic, northeast 3, 6 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by west 1, 7 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest 2, 16 miles, 1026, now falling. Valley, southwest by south 4, 8 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 2, 1025, steady. Valentia, southeast 2, 8 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 3, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1024, steady. Malin Head, southwest 5, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 1021, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 2, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1022, steady. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. High pressure across the south of the British Isles will bring predominantly settled weather to much of the inshore waters, but a few thundery showers may affect the south and remaining more unsettled in the northwest with some rain or showers. Winds will be mainly light or moderate, but becoming stronger at times in the far south and far north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly, veering westerly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, veering southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Portland, increasing 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Fair, then thundery showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly, then backing northeasterly at times in north, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, then thundery showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming northeast for a time later, 2 to 4, but becoming southeast 3 to 5 for a time near St David's Head. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Showers, fog patches later in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in north. Isle of Man, southwest 3 to 5, backing south 3 or less, backing east or northeast later. Fair, then fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly southeast 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later in east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor later in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly southeast, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, showers later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west 4 or 5, backing south 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day here on Radio 4. Thanks so much for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland, and I'm at Broadcasting House in London. I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. It's good night from me, or in Manx. Evie.
It's midnight GMT, and you're listening to the newsroom on the BBC World Service with me, Paul Moss. A death foretold. The journalist in Gaza who knew he was a target.
If these words of mine reach you, know that Israel has succeeded in killing me and silencing my voice.
Israel says that Anas al-Sharif was a Hamas terrorist. We hear from a colleague at Al Jazeera and also from the UN Security Council meeting where Israel has faced unprecedented criticism.
Expanding military operations will do nothing to bring an end to this conflict. It is a path to more bloodshed.
Also in this programme, will Ukraine's President Zelensky get to join the Trump-Putin summit in Alaska? Why are the people of Bolivia suffering new financial hardship? Plus, the meteorite older than the Earth itself.
It just looked like a ball of fire just falling from the sky. And I mean, it was bright.
We'll have all of those stories after this bulletin of international news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israel's military says it's killed the prominent Al Jazeera correspondent Anas al-Sharif in a strike in Gaza City, which also claimed the lives of four colleagues. The broadcaster said the strike hit a tent for reporters outside Al-Shifa Hospital. It said the attack was punishment for his extensive reporting from northern Gaza. Here's our international editor, Jeremy Bowen.
After the strike, the IDF repeated its claim that Anas al-Sharif was, in its words, the head of a Hamas terrorist cell posing as a journalist. It posted a photo of him with a red strap line eliminated across it. Anas al-Sharif's colleagues posted a message he'd written in case he was killed. He called it his last will and testament. He said he'd lived Gaza's pain and never hesitated to convey the truth without falsification or distortion.
Israel has come under sharp criticism at the UN Security Council over the widening of its offensive in Gaza. UN officials warned the move would open another horrific chapter in the conflict. The Palestinian envoy urged tougher sanctions. But the US representative, Dorothy Shea, defended Israel's right to decide its security strategy and accused critics of aiding Hamas propaganda.
Remarkably, instead of pressuring Hamas, members of this body have encouraged and rewarded its intransigence, actively prolonging the war by spreading lies about Israel, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, and the United States, and by handing propaganda victories to terrorists.
Earlier, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sought to defend the plan and said the offensive would target not just Gaza City, but central camps sheltering 500,000 displaced Palestinians. Ukraine's president